we have a practical program for you today. It's a Toxic Talk Tuesday with my toxic life coach. I know many look forward to this hour on the calendar because there's just something like it. There's nothing like it. There's something like it here, but there's nothing like it up and down the dial. Today's topic is when your spouse or someone in your family is a health nut. They've become a health aficionado, but it's driving you crazy because now you're reading labels and you're trying to find just the right kind of bacon that doesn't have the nitrites or sodium bisphenol or red dye or blue, whatever it is that they put in bacon these days, and you're trying to love them. Maybe it's your spouse. Maybe it's somebody coming over for Christmas dinner, and you're just thinking about putting out a raw carrot and calling it good. So I want to talk with you if you have a cuckoo against Cocoa Puffs in your family. And I want to hear from you if you are on the other side. You've made some drastic changes in your diet. You're seeing results for yourself and your family, but the people you love equate food with love, and they want the kids to try the triple chocolate eclair bonbons that were made with low-fat dough. What do you do? How do you get people to understand you're not crazy, you're not cuckoo against anything, you just want to take care of yourself? Should be an interesting conversation. Here's our number, 877-548-3675. ChrisFabryLive.org is our website. Nate McMillan is our producer. Ryan McConaughey pushing buttons, making me sound good as he can. Trish McMillan, coordinating producer. Taylor Garrett answering your calls. And now here she is. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. The woman voted most likely to call her electric company about the electromagnetic emissions of a smart meter. Founder of Moms Aware, mom of nine, Andrea Fabry. Andrea, welcome to the program. It's great to have you.
Thank you. I need to consult you for titles for my articles because I think I want to retitle this whole program Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Thank you for that. You're definitely welcome. Consulting you in the future.
You know, I'm really hurt today, and I have to get this out because this part of this program is, you know, the catharsis, and the program's got my name on it, and so I need to vent.
Go ahead, please.
You took this picture yesterday, and I thought that this was going to propel me, and I dressed up for it. You know, I have my Carhartt shirt on and my Angola State pen hat, which is my favorite hat. And you took this picture of me and our daughter, and then you took one of our daughter and our son, one of our sons, and you were asking people earlier to choose, and everybody's choosing the second one. So I put this up on Facebook for people to talk about.
Where's the doorbell? I'm sorry, I just interrupted. Yeah. There was one vote in your favor.
One?
Well, yeah, because it made her laugh, and... Of course, that wasn't really the goal of the art that I was creating.
Okay, tell us the goal of this. What is the picture that you were trying? What was the mood you were trying to set there?
Well, just angst. The different ways of viewing health in general, diets specifically, kind of creating that sense of tension that often arises this season.
Yes, tension.
Yes.
That is the name of the game in our family. And so it was a really... You went out and bought this cupcake.
I spent $3 for this piece of art. And I thought hard about it because our daughter was with me. And I said, here's what I'm looking for. I'm trying to create. And we went to the junk food aisle, the packaged foods. We went through the cereal. And I had a lovely green apple, non-organic, unfortunately, Granny Smith, which is less sweet than the red. And I had that. And so we just felt, both of us, that it was worth $2.99 because they just were similar size and might, you know, make that photo pop.
Well, it didn't do anything for me. People aren't voting for me. But you can see it at our Facebook page. Like us on Facebook, if you will, and you'll see all the information. You go to ChrisFabryLive.org. All right. Andrea, let's, talking about cupcake and an apple. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the microcosm. This is what people are struggling. What is your heart today for the dear listener? What is your heart today dear listener?
Thank you for letting me talk. No, I'm just kidding. I've been on both sides of this health fence, and I'm more than 50. So most of my life was spent not on the healthy side of things, shall we say, when it came to raising a family. I had my seasons where I was particularly conscious of this and then wasn't. Let it go. It's better for the kids.
Can I break in here?
Sure, please.
Just to make a comment.
Yes.
You said you're past 50. I'd say...
Well, that's what
I'd say the exit is pretty much in the rear view.
I thought hard about this.
We've been going past 50 for a while, my dear. We're coming up on another exit.
Okay, let me try this again. I'm almost 60.
You're not almost 60, win. But I just had to say that you're past 50. That's
he's 4 years younger now. You can say that you're closer to the 50 side. I'm in my mid-50s.
I can let that go. I'm sorry. And I apologize for those of you who were on the train of thought there. And you're okay, you can continue.
It just can be very stressful. So I'm an older mom, so it's pretty vivid in my memory the last time I had this decision about when I felt strongly that my kids started to not eat a lot of those treats. We went to a neighborhood gathering. I remember this is the summer of 2009. That's how. And after, you know, our youngest son cannot handle just the slightest bit of refined sugar or dyes, and it just really affects him. But I was trying to be nice. I was trying to be the good mom. That's the last time I ever decided to be the nice neighbor or family member. And so I made this transition. That doesn't mean I don't try to be loving and kind. I try to bring stuff so that they don't have to worry about us. But I no longer feel apologetic about the road that we have taken. Whereas at the beginning, I felt very apologetic. And I feel for those who see someone like me now and just think, I just do you need to be so stuck in this? This just feels so obsessive. It feels like too much. It feels like out of balance. And I want to say I get that. I do. I understand why. And in some ways, I will acknowledge straight out, it is very hard to find a balance when you're trying to take ownership of your health and trying to figure out in this day and age, particularly where it's the industrialized age, and that's what we live in. So how do you live in a healthy way? Nobody's got that down.
So you want to talk with a person who, like you, has gone this route, and you cut out the dye, and you're eating honey that where the bees have all been told a bedtime story, and the chickens and that kind of thing. But you also have a heart for people who are married to someone like that.
Married, or just, you know, you're preparing a Christmas meal already. You're thinking about our holiday gathering, and your health kick relative is coming, and you're very overwhelmed. So, you know, both sides of that coin, if that's a phrase, that's where my heart is.
Yeah. And this is something in a marriage, and this happens a lot to husband and wife. And I don't know why I think this, but a lot of times it'll be the husband is less on the health kick and the wife is more on the health kick, but it doesn't have to be that way. Sometimes it's reversed, right?
Well, I saw someone at church the other day, and he goes, he's in his third week of growing a kombucha SCOBY, and he just is just so excited, and I completely understand. It's like this living thing is growing, and I'm making this, and he said, my wife's not into this at all, you know? So, but I think you think that because that's kind of how it's been in our marriage. I've been more on this than you have, but what's so exciting to see is that Chris called me from, where were you? I was one of the grocery stores on the natural end of things, and called about a particular, I can't remember what it was, but he read me the ingredients and said, what do you think? I thought that was really cool.
I'm getting there. And I can't remember what it was either, but it surprised me because there weren't, what we try to get is the ones, the products that have the least amount of ingredients in them.
Yeah, right? I'm really struggling. It's bothering me because usually you just
it's product of age.
It's age.
You know, it's,
well, you know.
Yeah, once you get off the exit, 60. You can take that ginkgo or whatever it is. Okay, so here's the question we have for you today. Are you in a relationship like that at your home, where one is one way and the other is another, and you're hurtling toward the holidays? And you don't know how to handle that in the marriage or in the family. You're having children who are having the same pushback, or you're going to the home of a relative. And I think you identify with this, Andrea, where it's about food that, you know, everything is centered around the food. And if you don't participate, it's like you're slapping somebody in the face.
Yeah, it's so tough. Are you taking a break? Because I want to hold back on my.
All right, you hold back. We'll take a break. 877-548-3675. This is Chris Fabry Live. It is a Toxic Talk Tuesday. I want to hear your story about this, how you've struggled. You have a question or comment, we'll take it next on this edition of Chris Fabry Live.
Join the conversation. Call Chris Fabry Live now at 877-LIVE-675, 877-548-3675.
It's a Toxic Talk Tuesday on today's edition of Chris Fabry Live with my Toxic Life Coach, Andrea Fabry, 877-548-3675. All the lines are going. We've got a lot of stories today, but here's the other thing. If you go to chrisfabrylive.org, you will see a link to Andrea's website where she has put together 5 tips for loving a health nut. Now, this is your comment. Why did you decide to do it from the health, the person loving a health nut?
Because both people can win from something like that. You know, cause sometimes it's hard to even broach the subject as you approach the holidays. Like, I don't even, but you might be able to say, hey, I read this and I thought this might help you as you think about how, you know, over the top we are. I understand, you know, I thought both sides could win.
Yeah. All right. So we'll go through these 5. And if you don't catch all 5 of them, you can look online, chrisfabrylive.org. And we've got the link right there under Andrea's information. But let's just jump right into the fray with our callers.
Let's.
Grand Junction, Colorado. Brian is on the line. Brian, you experience what we're talking about, right?
Oh, yeah. I was totally felt like you guys were talking about me. Because a recent doctor visit, I've got high blood pressure, and so I'm having to cut back on all these things like sodium and red meats and just really get into a better, healthier diet. And, you know, along with that, I'm not the cook. I don't do the shopping. So my wife's has a different menu over the years than what I'm trying to get to right now. So it's been a difficult, you know, road.
And it is so tough. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think of Gary. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just wondering, you know, in listening to this, I just had to call and say that, you know, I totally relate, but not sure how to get there from here.
I think of Gary Chapman and, hosting Building Relationships for all those years, I can hear his voice. Well, you make a request and not a demand. But, you know, I definitely would not give up or assume that this is the way it will always be. You know, but yet you need to take care of yourself and you need to honor what you feel like you need to do in order to, she wants you healthy. You know, you're ultimately on the same page here. There's just so much confusion about food choices, health. You know, I feel for both of you. And if you're used to shopping one way and thinking one way, it is so tough to change unless I would never have changed the way we shop had it not been for a health crisis. So they can be a gift in a lot of ways to kind of open your eyes, but at the same time, it makes life a little tougher. So, you know, I do feel like the 5 love languages, you know, this treating this as a relationship and loving her, is very tenuous. But I wouldn't give up. You know, the thing that I always feel in a relationship is never give up on hoping for the best, communicating, and then always trying to think of the other person, which is where I fall short when I have something on my mind that I think I need or, you know. So, you know, I know you're on the right track by thinking about what you eat, and chances are your wife really is deeply concerned and wants what's best for you. So I have a lot of hope.
Give her the link to the 5 things that we have there on the website. Let her look at those. I think they might help.
They might.
We'll go through those in just a minute. So hang in there, Brian, and keep listening. Especially when there's a health concern like that. I think that is, as you say, make a request. Hey, honey, could we do it this way? You know, and she's probably, she's in the groove to buy these things and to cook these things. So you can see from her perspective, it's hard to change,
Very. You
know, in any way. Let's talk with Paul in Brandon, Florida. Hey, Paul, go right ahead.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, you know, we try and eat healthy and we've tried to change over the last few years. Vegetarian, things like that, and try and avoid sugars and no soda at home and stuff. And my big issue is we're homeschoolers and we're Christians and we spend a lot of time in church, and that seems like our biggest struggle is every time my kids are in church, somebody's giving them candy for going to a Bible study, they're bringing them cookies, they're offering them soda. And how do you tell your church in a polite way to stop? Because that's probably the biggest issue we have is they get sugar every time they go to church.
Well, you've just said it, and I wish you could. I'm glad you have a platform for this, because we're just now, I think, getting attuned to this in the church, that these things do matter. We just kind of followed the culture on this, and fast food and treats and candy and with kids and all of that has been as much in the church as in the culture at large. I don't have, you know, an answer for this, except, again, I always go back to don't give up on this. And you don't have to be the nice guy or the nice parent. I go at this. Now, my kids were 7 and 8-ish, my younger kids, when we started transitioning. And so when they went places, you know, we had to have conversations about what, you know, what's going to be good for them and what's not. I was just shocked by how well my kids did if they really understood why. And of course, they were very sick. So, and one of them has type 1 diabetes. So his body feels it right away and he doesn't like that. So he has a lot of incentive to cut the sugar, and he has seen the benefit. He's 15 now. But I, you know, when it's you and your kids and you go out, I don't necessarily try to change
the world.
I would love to, and I love to teach classes for people who are interested. This is why I blog about this. I think a blog or an article of what you just said by you would just be fantastic to see in the church world at large. You know, that way people can read if they're interested, and if they're not, that's fine. But
there's a way to do this and a way to not to do this.
Yes.
In other words, you know, there's a difference between cutting out the wind with a hairdryer and then walking outside and hoping that the wind is going to stop. And to me, it seems like a church potluck is one of those things that's set in stone. There are going to be people who are bringing, some will bring healthy stuff, probably salads and those types of things. And other people are going to be told, you know, bring soda and bring the brownies or some kind of a dessert. And so I have to have the willpower not to say yes to all those things. I can't expect everybody else who doesn't agree with me, my cuisine, and that I choose, right?
But, you know, the kids are the ones I feel for.
Yeah.
They're just in the middle of it. And this is the same with a grandparent who means well and says, who looks at the mom and says, can they have this? Well, you know, what child is going to turn that down? And what does the mom do? And, you know, if we can address these things ahead of time, and that's why going to a church potluck or to Sunday school where they're going to give you candy. Now, what I did is I asked the teachers to keep on hand something that makes me cry because this worked out so well. I took their favorite homemade energy bars. And I said, anytime, this was in school, but it could be translated into church. Anytime you guys have like pizza or a dessert or a birthday cake or something, if you could pull this out. And I also made homemade soda with liquid stevia, which, you know, may or may not be ideal nonetheless, and mineral water. My kids loved that. And I kept that at school. And that way they had something to look forward to. And honestly, you know, I didn't have to make a big fuss about what's going on in the school setting. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes sense to me. Paul, you still there? Yeah, there you are.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still here.
Great.
And, hey, you know, like, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. We're dealing with delay. We're always dealing with delay when we do these programs. And so God bless you, Paul. Thanks for your call. But, you know, you didn't make him come home and eat kale for the next 3 days.
No, this is what's so great about, I feel like, kind of going back to our roots with natural food is it tastes great. And there are plenty of ways to make food fun and for kids. I am not an advocate for kale 7 days a week, 3 meals a day. I am. Now, if
the price is right.
If a child is fairly healthy, see, we were in a desperate situation, so the lines were pretty clear as far as what we were trying to do. make this transition. If a child is fairly healthy, you know, it can be a very balanced decision to say, you know, when you're out, I don't control that. When you're at home, this is what we eat. I don't think there's a clear right or wrong here.
Well, you're just trying to take the fun out of the holidays. So see, that's the thing that you'll get. And let me go to Katie's call in Michigan. Katie, you're on Toxic Talk Tuesday. Go ahead.
Hi, I just love it when Andrea's on. I'm sorry, Chris, I love your show, but Andrea, I'm just so thankful for you, especially. I just want to tell you that, well, for one, we homeschool, but that hasn't been for a while. It's only been 2 years, but that was due to my illness. I have a autoimmune disease, and by that, medication wasn't working, and I changed my diet completely, and it is helping me. More than, and I just give God the glory. Mm-hmm. I mean, through this sickness, not only have we changed our diet, but we have come really close to the Lord, and I'm just so thankful.
Mm. Oh, and that is. And how has the rest of the family responded?
You know, it was really hard for them. There was a lot of doubts, and we had to work through that. But, you know, like I said, it's been 2 years, but now my husband he's fully on board, and he even told me the other day, I'm just so thankful that we're eating this way. I feel so much better. And, you know, to all those who are listening, you know, if you have an autoimmune disease, you know, obviously medication is important. But for me, the medication wasn't working, and the diet helped me tremendously. And I've changed. I don't eat any gluten. And, you know, I know that's kind of, some people are kind of, I'm not really sure. But for me, I can't have it. And I eat strictly fruits, vegetables, and meats, and but I don't have the internet, like I said. So I was curious, do you have a book out, Andrea?
I don't. Okay. Just my blog.
Well, could that be something next that you could do?
That, you know, we're approaching the new year, and I've thought of that. So thank you for the nudge on that. I really do appreciate that. And I congratulate you for making that change. And you said something that I think is worth emphasizing. And that is, when you make a change, it is a risk. Do you know it? And for the person who's trying, especially the mom, but taking care of mom is necessary in order to take care of the kids. And that's what you were doing. It's like, I've got to change this for me so I can be a mom and a wife. It's very scary. It's very hard. And rather than looking down at someone who's maybe, you know, seems extreme or something, just kind of walk in their shoes and at least, you know, try and encourage them. Good for you for making a change. Because I look back to that first year that, you know, I felt like be so hard-nosed about it, especially as a mom. And yet I didn't see, there is a little sugar for my kids. We weren't at that point where they could, or I could. And, you know, I've learned that, what I can tolerate and not tolerate. So I look back at the people who are like, wow, good for you. Even though I was not sure myself, I guess what I'm saying. And that's what I heard from you.
Most people would say, boy, I could never do that. You're doing something, and they'll internalize it themselves as they look at you. But that's too hard for me. I can never take sugar out because I like chocolate, or I like and kind of project onto you. But then you were able to say, you know, this is hard for us too, but we see the results on the other side of it.
Yeah.
And like her husband saying,
Thank you.
You know, it was at Thanksgiving when I used to eat Thanksgiving and then wake up like 3 days later in a stupor because of everything. And now, it only takes me 2 days to wake up. We don't have the same heavy things that we used to have, but we still have the same, turkey and, you know, Thanksgiving stuff. So Katie, thank you for your call today.
Yes. Thank you, Katie.
Sabrina in Chicago. Go right ahead.
Yes. Hello. How are you today?
Doing well. Thank you.
I am calling. I've been listening to the program, and I know I heard the dad that kind of was having a conflict with taking his kids, his family to church potlucks and you know, things of the sort. And I could really relate to that problem and just wanted to share some maybe info with him of something we have, you know,
Great. Lived
in our life. In the past couple of years, we have really adjusted our diets to be a little more healthy for our kids because we realized that a lot of the food that's been sold at stores is processed, highly processed. And we are aware of how this is affecting our children in school, their attitude. So we figured we're going to go with a healthier diet of UMA. So I do understand going to gatherings, especially around this time of the year. It gets really, really tough because you go to a lot of different gatherings, whether church or family or friends, it happens. So what I started doing, first of all, set rules in stone. You know, you do not eat this, and explain to the children why they're not allowed to eat it, opposed to them feeling like they're being punished or not loved because of it.
Important.
Because if they're in the wrong age, they do become kind of confused as, well, why can't he and why can't I?
Yes. Great. I want to talk with you in the break there, Sabrina, about some of the other things that you do. I don't know if you have a recipe that you use for these snacks that you take along to these events. And we'll take more of your call at 877-548-3675. And the five things, five ways to love a health nut, coming up here on Chris Fabry Live. It's a Toxic Talk Tuesday on Chris Fabry Live, here before the holidays, helping you with that health nut in your family, or if you are eating more healthfully, how do you deal with all of these difficult situations in your family, maybe with your spouse? And I would love to hear from somebody right now. I won't give you the phone number yet. Let me explain who I want to hear from you. If you hear us talking about this and you resent, maybe resent is too, you're offended every time you come up against somebody, and maybe it's the food thing, or maybe it's they have a chemical sensitivity or a fragrance. They don't like the candles that you, can you take those candles, the plug-ins? And it's like, this is, do I have to change the whole world in order to accommodate you and your family? I'd love to hear from you. If you're struggling with that, you're having a friend or family member over and you just don't want to have to change your whole life and laundry detergent. 877-548-3675. You know who was, Sabrina was talking about her 18-year-old or 10-year-old and her 5-year-old and how important it is to explain to kids because they don't understand, especially the younger ones. They don't understand, why can't I have what everybody else is having? And she said she makes these homemade muffins and cookies, chocolate chip cookies that are more healthy. And she makes big batches. So she just kind of brings it around when they go places. And that way the kids don't feel deprived. I think that's a good idea.
And if a child ends up having something and they're, you know, if they feel, and I've been there, you know, I can't tell mom, she'll, you know, I don't want that as I raise my kids. And I have had to really let go. And there's just a period where you want your child to know you love them more than anything. No matter if it's not the choice mom would have made or, you know, so creating that type of relationship, this is what we have at home. I'm going to do my best to provide alternatives for you when you go out. And ultimately, you know, I don't control that and I still love you.
All right. So here are five tips for loving a health nut. This is what is linked at chrisfabrylive.org under Andrea's information. And again, she did not use the picture that I was in.
Nope.
And I'm still hurt and offended by that, but we will move on. Run through these, Andrea. What do you
say? Well, you know, I started with this. Ask supportive questions. A supportive question is different, and this is a real tip. This can go a long way, and I know that someone who reads this wants to know. So this is for the person who actually, you know, really is interested. How do I love someone I think is a little bit, you know, off, over the top health-wise? Ask supportive questions. Now, there are questions like, are you sure you, why would you? Those are kind of harsh questions, very condemning. And I got to say, if especially if this is a mom, there's no mom who's doing this because she wants to be mean or wants to be off. You know, she's doing the best she can. And I feel for you young moms trying to have a healthier lifestyle. And it's very hard when you come up against people who just quickly dismiss it. So if you're one who is relating to this young mom who's trying and may not be perfect, here are some questions I suggest asking. How can I support you when you're here? Is there anything I can have on hand that would be good, that would help? What foods would you like me to have when you come? Is there a recipe I could try? It kind of makes me cry. It's like, this would feel, I can't tell you what this would feel like. Would you like me to use a different detergent while you're here? Because if there's chemical issues or they're, you know, into the natural detergents, that would be a big step. And I'm not saying it's necessary, but you can't imagine what that would mean. Would it help if I didn't use scented candles? Is there anything that I could do that would help accommodate your wishes? I don't know how you can lose with those questions. And then to be willing to make a change. And if they suggest something that just feels too overwhelming, it's like, I can't do that. I'll work on that. Or could you help me?
Quick, everybody hide the candles. here comes the cuckoo people.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Okay, so number one, ask supportive questions. I like that. This is a two-cry program so far, and I haven't even done it.
You've
done it yourself.
I can easy. Okay,
the second point is?
Be open. Open-minded, you know, open-mindedness goes a long way. We all struggle with preconceived notions. That's a fact of life. The brain, even that's a physiological thing, as we get older, we don't like change. Our brains don't adjust as well. That's the beauty of youth. It's like they can make changes pretty easily. We don't. And so it takes intention to say, you know, I'm not going to assume I know everything about this. So that goes a long way. And it's a no lose for you, because I quote Albert Einstein, who says the mind that opens to a new idea never returns to its original size. You can't lose to be open to just learning or hearing. The third one is don't be afraid to ask for help. And then I go back to, I don't know what detergent you could use. Could you bring it for me? Because I'd like to use it while you're here. That would be great. I would have loved to do that. And I get it. It's like, so the thought of going down an aisle and knowing what to pick is just so daunting. So don't be honest. I'm overwhelmed by this, but I really want to help. Could you bring a dish that I know that your kids could have? Could you bring that? I felt great about doing that. In fact, that was one of the best ways we went to people's houses was, let me bring, I'll bring this and that. And they always felt relieved. You know, it's like, thank you. Another one is always think about the children in this. And we talked briefly about this. Don't put the kids in the middle. Try and work around this by addressing it ahead of time. And we did already talk about that.
You mean these are five tips for those, if you have a health nut in your, how do you love a health nut?
Yes.
So if you are trying to love your health nut, be sensitive to the kids and don't, do you mean don't go to them and say, here, eat this?
Yes. Or have this, cupcake in front of them and say, is it okay, mom, if he has this? I made it specially. What does a mom do? And what does a child do? Of course, they want the, and then they like the, you know, it's just, it's no win for anybody. But if you address it ahead of time, that frees a child up not to feel in the middle.
And I think it's incumbent, though, on the parent who is trying to eat healthier to broach this with the family members or whomever, right? I mean, you do that ahead of time.
And that takes courage. I get that. But you are your child's parent, period. And you're in charge. So do not apologize that you are trying to get through the holidays with less sugar. Let's just say that's it, and it's not the scented candles. It could be a myriad of things. I get that. But let's just say this time I really don't want them bouncing off the walls, because some parents really do see that in their kids. I do. And you say, I don't want that. So I'm going to call so-and-so, and I'm going to say, we're coming. We're really trying to cut back, so I wanted to talk this through ahead of time. I know that takes courage. And if you feel like they'll hang up the phone, well, you tried, you know, good for you for trying. You can only control so much. And then in that case, this goes back to Jan Sylvius and boundaries. We've done a lot of programs on boundaries. You know, you have to decide what your boundary is.
And number five then
is remember what matters in all of this. And this one, I really do feel for the person who is looking on at a health nut. And I put myself as a health nut. I don't like that. But just for the sake of my writing, I said it. You know, someone who's really trying here to change their lifestyle to accommodate some health issue, whatever, however you want to say that. But say you've got a health nut coming over. Remember what really matters And what matters? Not whether you're right or they're right, or if they're overzealous about this, or they want to change you and they just don't know when to stop talking about it. I put that in the article because sometimes I just talk too much about it. Even if they don't have this all down, remember, they're trying, you're trying. Ultimately, you care about this person. And if they're overzealous about this and they want to see change in you, you know, remember, it's probably because they honestly care. It may not be the most sensitive way to express that. And I would say that to the health nut people, that we can, you know, be too forceful and insensitive, and we don't know necessarily.
Judging. Okay, let me just say it that way. Because a lot of people, well, you'll come over and you won't eat anything on this table over here, and those who've worked really, really hard, and those things are really good, and you won't eat any of things, it feels like you're judging me. You think I'm a terrible person because I eat this thing over here that you don't eat anymore.
Yeah. And, you know, again, I just say, absorb that. What does love look like in that situation? Not making them see, can't you see that this hurts my feelings and you're being, you know, it's too much. I feel like just absorb that and go, you know, they care. I'm either going to change or I'm not going to change. This is my journey. I'm going to be who I'm going to be. I don't have to feel so threatened by change or their lack of sensitivity. This is back to Gary Chapman and relationships in general. You know, what does love look like? We absorb sometimes. We just kind of extend grace on both sides of this issue.
You know, we've gotten a call now from the Cashew Council that's offended by the term health nut. So I just, we need to refrain from that.
Well, there are a lot of allergies. I know. Health.
And the Brazil Nut Council as well. Okay, so when we come back, we'll take some more calls. Andrea Fabry is here. You can go to chrisfabrylive.org and see more about those five tips that we have listed.
Call 877-LIVE-675 to reach Chris Fabry Live. That's 877-LIVE-675.
This is Chris Fabry Live on Moody Radio. Thanks a lot for joining us today as we talk about another Toxic Talk Tuesday. Go to chrisfabrylive.org and you can find out more. Lloyd says on Facebook, I learned number four, avoid offering a treat to a child and then asking the mom for permission the hard way. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, made my sister look like the bad guy and created quite a tense moment. Asking parents first out of a child's hearing is the smart, respectful approach.
Well, thank you for posting that. That's an open spirit right there, you know, to be able to say that. So thank you.
Julie says, this is an awesome attitude. You have no idea. My dear husband in the last 7 years gone from diet to healthy to paleo to veg to vegan to raw. You haven't had marital strife till your spouse eats raw and your children are children. Mm. My son's gluten-free and his best friend's allergic to milk, eggs, and chocolate, and his class are type 1 and a nut allergy. I have to say, I'm willing to go to great lengths to help or facilitate your particular version of healthy. I'm a nurse. I'll even shoot your insulin. You're welcome at our table. But please, if you want to avoid issues, show appreciation, not a guilt trip. My way is healthier than your way. The people who are making all these changes are doing it for you. More flies. You catch more flies with organic honey.
Thank you for writing all that out. And no one needs a guilt trip. We're all trying. And that's important to remember when you come to issues like this. And, you know, I acknowledge that there are ways that I eat that I know what I can and can't have. It's unique. I don't expect the people around me to eat like me. It has taken me 6 years to figure out what works well for me. And I stick with that. And that's up to me. So,
Linda in Greenwood, Indiana. Hi there. Go right ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I used to be the cynical person. I used to think like that the allergies just weren't as real as what people said they were. And I mean, I didn't verbally dispute people, but in my head, I thought, oh, come on. seriously, when we were growing up, nobody had allergies, and now everybody does. And then a few years ago, I started having some health issues myself. My heart would pound kind of regularly and get short of breath. And so they did a barrage of blood tests, and I found out I'm allergic to gluten and garlic and milk and eggs and pineapple and all kinds of things. And so for the last year and a half, now I've been navigating that whole allergy world, and so it's humbled me and changed my perspective of other people. And the thing I think that maybe to say to people who might feel like that as well, I did not understand allergies. I didn't understand. The doctor explained it to me that my brain is somehow, the connections in my brain tell my body that garlic is a toxin.
Yeah.
Because right. I was thinking, that is so healthy. How can my body not like that when that is something that we're, you know, told garlic is good for you? So that's how he explained it to me. And that seemed to make sense, that our bodies are not perfect, and might be. Go ahead.
Right. I'm sorry. There I go again. Where's the doorbell? Because I do it for callers, too. I was just so excited by what you were saying. And, you know, and we haven't seen these types of allergies come about till, you know, in the last 30, 40, 20 years. They've just escalated pretty dramatically. And I think you're right. You know, when you think of how many changes we've made environmentally and food wise, our immune systems are having things thrown at them that they've never had to deal with, and they get mixed up, you know, and that's kind of what you're saying, is the brain says, that's not good for me, garlic, you know.
And some people are stronger than others, those have a different constitution.
Yes.
So it's so different. I'm glad you called, Linda. Let me go to Tom in Gurnee, Illinois. Hey, Tom, go right ahead.
Hey, Chris, how are you today?
Doing great, thank you.
When we invite people to our home for a dinner or celebration, and we don't know they have an allergy to peanuts, or they only eat gluten-free, we would appreciate it if they would communicate that before they accept the invitation and
yes.
show up. We prepared this food, and now they can't partake of it or only partake of portion.
Has that happened to you, Tom?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and how did that feel? It was like you made this whole thing,
it was
and
awkward.
Then yeah,
it was awkward. We would certainly accommodate someone who has a legitimate allergy to or aversion to milk products, or only wants to eat gluten free. We would certainly accommodate that, but we'd need to know. Prior to them arriving to the house.
Right. So if someone called one of the people we were hoping would call, you know, it is not fair for someone who has specific needs or wants, for that matter, you know, may not be a provable thing that I can't have gluten, but I choose to leave it out. Let's say, you know, it's not fair to impose that and just assume that you'll have something there. I mean, that's about, but you would, how would you have felt if they called, like, you know, a week ahead and said, we'd love to come. We don't eat gluten. Is it okay if we bring something? Because you don't want to offend and bring something either. This is one more reason
True.
To cover this ground ahead of time.
Yeah.
You don't want to show up with your particular dish. And, you know, that's kind of a feeling of rejection. Would you have felt okay about that?
Well, since I wouldn't be the one actually preparing the food, I'm not really sure about that. It's more my wife's question, but I would probably respond to the individual that if you only eat gluten-free, then we'll prepare something that's gluten-free.
Wow.
If you have a severe reaction to peanuts, we'll make sure that there's no peanuts in any of the items on the
oil.
Table.
Yeah. Tom, I'm glad you called. And this brings up the question of, do we need the people who are making this kind of request? Do you have to explain everything to everybody? And let's go back to the couple that's going back for Christmas, and they're taking their kids. Do I have to get the other family members to understand everything about this?
This is a great question. And I say less is more in terms of explanation. This comes to learning to say no to something without needing to explain why. You know, sometimes you need to say no because you need to say no. And that has to be enough for somebody to receive. So, you know what? We've cut back on sugar. So I'm going to be bringing this. And if you wouldn't mind not having those cupcakes on hand for the kids, I would appreciate it. You don't have to go in. You know, a few years ago, I found and I did some reading and I just, you know, and our immune systems and all this, you know, less is more. But don't apologize, but be kind and say, this is what we're doing. Would you be able to honor that? And if they say, well, why? I don't understand. Why do you need to do, you know, it's like, well, there are a lot of reasons, but would you feel okay honoring that? You know, put it back to the main thing. Don't be pulled into feeling like you need to give it a scientific explanation, which you may be able to do.
Or could you do this for me? This would be a gift to us because of the way that we're eating. To not offer this to our kids at this time, that type of thing. So you're making a request of it.
You are making a request, and you don't have to apologize if you go and you don't eat all the food. That is hard for people. They don't feel accepted unless you eat their food. And I want to say, you know, love them another way, but you don't have to speak love by eating their food. I know that sounds harsh, but you know what? You're the one that may pay the consequence, and they don't know that.
Do you know who's going to be able to get that cupcake that you bought?
I bought this cupcake. Yeah, we're taking it to school today.
Are you taking it to school? Okay, good. Oh, boy. Well, thank you, Andrea. Can I come to your house for Christmas?
Please do. Sugar-free, but...
thank you for being here on Toxic Talk Tuesday. Chris Fabry Live is a production of Moody Radio in Chicago. Online, chrisfabrylive.org.